My name is Brendan Riley, and I'm the CEO of Eon Reality Sports.
My name is Johnny Cott. I am one of the co-leaders for Kansas City Startup Village and one of the many entrepreneurs here in Kansas City.
I'm George Brooks, and I'm one of the community organizers here.
These are a few of the eager entrepreneurs hovering in small, dense groups around the Kauffman Foundation's long coffee bar before the 9 a.m. presentations at 1 Million Cups. Engrossed in excited conversations, trading Twitter handles, and the occasional business card, they share ideas and feedback. Johnny Cott and Brendan Riley say 1 Million Cups has become a regular event for budding and established entrepreneurs alike, a town square for geeks.
1 Million Cups is a platform where people can come, connect, engage, and collaborate.
Really, it's a good chance to see what else is out there, see what's moving and shaking locally, and then also connect.
Okay, great, thanks. Okay, so as John said, my name's Callie England, and I am the founder and creator of Roxy's Living Foods.
Presenters like Callie England apply to present at 1 Million Cups, and community organizers review the applications looking for startups with potential to have an impact on the community, to create jobs, to solve problems, or pain points, as the techies call them. England presented a plan last spring to expand her health food line in the Midwest. She'd cracked the competitive California market, and local feedback told her there was room to grow here. Her audience was enthusiastic.
The question that begs asking, as far as my mind goes, is have you thought of Shark Tank?
Who hasn't thought of Shark Tank?
I think you're a perfect candidate.
And so it goes, week to week. Brendan Riley, CEO of a virtual reality software company, says he got terrific advice after his presentation.
Oh, man. Everything from PR help to marketing to SEO to
What's SEO?
Search engine optimization. People were willing to stick out their hands for a handshake as opposed to, for something in it.
But it seemed weird to me that you would go before hundreds of other chomping at the bit, super smart would-be entrepreneurs and not worry someone would steal your idea. A common question, says Johnny Cott, but not a problem.
So that question comes up quite a bit. In my eyes, there's billions and billions of ideas, if not trillions of ideas. But there's only millions of people that actually go and try to execute on those. And then out of those millions, there's only hundreds of thousands that actually make something of it. And that doesn't come from sharing it with one person. It comes from seeing it through the whole process.
1 Million Cups started in April 2012. And since then, it's developed a distinct culture. And like any culture, there are things that the members have in common. Like what they wear. Not many suits, for example. Jeans, t-shirts, and Converse tennis shoes are more the norm. Then there's the way they talk. For example, a lot of people begin their sentences with so, and talk in phrases that end on an up inflection, like George Brooks here.
So I own Cremolab, that we build web applications and we help entrepreneurs launch their development ideas and really try to think about how to build successful apps and successful products.
And many will pepper their sentences with the word right. Andrew Hyder is a civic hacker with Code for America.
Right, so our ask from the cities and from all the fellows at Code for America.
Nate Olson, a co-founder of 1 Million Cups, says the idea came from an online article called A Million Cups about how coffee helped grow the Chicago startup community. He says it sparked an idea.
We put a hypothesis there that there is a culture that surrounds entrepreneurship, and it's a culture of togetherness, a culture of give before you get. If we could get Kansas City's entrepreneurs to drink a million cups of coffee together, that we would fundamentally change the culture of entrepreneurship.
23 cities so far have started their own 1 Million Cups meetups, and Olson says he'll be traveling to some 90 additional cities that are in line to do the same. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.